Welcome to the PA Podcast. You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, or on our site, thepapodcast.com. On this podcast, we bring you an interview with comedian Lee Arleth. Lee was a lot of fun and went along with everything we threw at her. I hope you enjoy it as much as we did.
Okay, I'm trying Lee's number.
Oh, my God.
Oh, let's see if she's there.
Sounds like we're calling Mars.
Oh, my God.
This could... Hello.
Hello.
Lee.
Hi, Lee.
Yeah, hi.
Oh, my God.
Lee, you're on the PA Podcast. How you doing?
Oh, my God. I feel so special.
You feel like a star now?
Well, we are rather short of us, like.
She did
you
that.
You mean I wasn't a star before?
Oh, well, maybe.
Of course you were.
But you're a bigger star now.
Yes, I'm a bigger star now. Yeah.
There you go. We got cred. So how are you doing tonight?
Okay. How are you doing tonight? I don't know. I've never talked to you guys before, so I don't know who's who.
We need to go around. This is like a gangbang. We need to go around.
Okay.
Introduce ourselves. Okay.
That was Travis, Lee. By the way.
No,
I mean BK.
Lee, this is Tag. Just so you know. Yay, Tag. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, it.
This is Father Brian.
Yay.
Lee, this is Travis.
Do you know how much time I've wasted on that special page of yours in the last 24 hours?
Sweet. Sweet.
Special page.
Okay. Now.
Oh, my freaking God. The
so
famous
sorry
Jen.
About that.
And Jen?
Yes,
is...
that's me.
Jen, speak
the
up.
The disciplinarian.
Oh, she's a art for.
Yeah, I am the evil genius. I am calling from my secret lab. Buried somewhere in the mountains of Pennsylvania.
So how are you doing tonight, Lee? Go ahead.
Oh, I've been looking forward to this. I don't know if that's good or bad.
We were just sitting around talking before we connected about the whole Tomcat thing and Tom Cruise and Scientology. What's your take on that?
Who gives a crap?
That was quick.
That's a good point. So do you think that Tom Cruise is hitting for the home team or what?
I have no personal investment in it, so I really never cared.
Okay.
I mean, I've gone back and forth over the years liking him as an actor and disliking him as an actor. And as far as his personal life goes, I just think he's a wackadoo.
Yeah,
wackadoo. I like that.
Are you in New Jersey, Lee?
Yes.
Okay, what's going on? I mean, are you crazy heat down there?
Last week it was pretty bad. That's why I went to Rhode Island for 4 days.
Oh, nice. Hey, so what turnpike you off?
Oh, you mean what exit?
Yep.
What exit on the pike?
Yep.
10.
Okay, I don't know anybody off 10.
And the parkway is exit 130.
I know right where that's at.
Yeah, those are the two main.
What upsets you more, Lee? Andy Griffith passing away? Or Ernest Borgnine at 95 passing away?
Be honest.
Do I have to pick one?
Yep.
Pick your best. Yeah.
You can be sad at both of them dying. It's okay.
Oh, sure. Yeah, you can do a tie.
Yeah, they're about both equal in my book, I guess. You know, I mean, I enjoy their work. But I'm not busted up about it. You know, it's like they were old. They had great lives. They gave a lot to the history of film and television, you know, so.
Hey,
I grew up watching both of their shows, so.
Sure. Yeah,
me too.
If you had to sleep with one of them during their prime, which one would you choose?
Oh, God.
Ew.
Good question.
During their prime.
Ew.
You gotta remember,
I'd have to say
that
Andy
is
Taylor.
A great reaction, Lee.
You gotta remember, during their prime. During their
they prime. Had a prime?
One had a gun, one
in
had a helicopter.
In their 20s, Lee. 20s. And they're in when they were in their.
Hey, Tag, unlike you, I don't think Lee was around in the 20s. Oh, you're thinking you're in the 20s.
No, I was not.
No, I mean, when they were in their 20s. Come on. Not you, Lee. Never. Never would say that.
Tag remembers when the wheel was born.
Trav?
Yeah, he's there.
Trav, I invented the wheel.
Exactly.
Son bitch.
Exactly.
Son bitch.
And we thank you for it.
You're welcome. And I thought it would roll. So what the hell? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, maybe your square model probably just wasn't quite cutting it, Tag.
Speaking of rolling, did you hear about the guy that won, seriously, last week, $18 million playing poker? Did you guys hear about that?
$18 million playing poker?
$18 million. Google that, too. Yeah. They actually had him. They showed him at the UFC fight. They showed him he was standing there. The largest prize ever in poker was won last week. It was $18 million. The guy's name is Antonio. Those motherfuckers, it's not like they have all the pussy anyway, these guys named Antonio. They want all the motherfucking money, too.
It's just not fair.
Antonio, you should be broke. You should not have a fucking...
you could be like the pool guy and, still get some guys' wives because you're still whatever.
Sure.
Little boy toy, whatever, but, you shouldn't have money.
He's like, okay, what's your name? I'm like, my name is Travis. What's your name? My name is Antonio. I mean, come on.
I make a pizza.
Yeah, exactly. I'll have it ready for you by 4 o'clock. You want pressed?
Oh, please. No matter where you call around, at least where I live anyway, no matter where you call to order something for pickup, they always tell you 15 minutes.
Yeah. And
it's Chinese food, it doesn't matter what it is. You're number 35, 15 minutes. It's like, okay.
You sure you call in order when you get there? You sure you call in order? Yes.
So you like the new website, Lee?
The new website.
Trav's group.
Yeah, basically what's happening. I'm changing because I have kids and stuff, and they want to be on my Facebook. I'm taking all the crap off my Facebook, and I created this other thing, and it took off like I never even imagined it was going to take off. So people have actually taken more of a proactive approach to it than I ever even imagined. I'm loving it. What do you think?
Well, like I said, I wasted a lot of time yesterday and today on that.
Travis, I got to tell you, dude, that I'm truly amazed by it, too. I mean, I haven't been on it yet, but, I'm amazed. Basically that you figure out how to make a group.
There's 250 people on there now already. Not all of them are participating, I think most of them are just watching.
No.
Exactly.
So I'm so happy about that. What do you got going on? What are you working on, girl?
What do you mean?
What you got going on? I know you've got some projects coming up. You've got some...
I've got lots of big projects, yes.
Perfect. Perfect.
And expand on that.
Hit us up on it. I want to hear what's going on in the Arlo.
The biggest thing I got coming up, I have a big show in Jersey coming up in August.
August, yeah.
Cool.
Heard about that.
August 11th, it's a Saturday at 8 o'clock at the Record Collector in Bordentown.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, cool. We have a Facebook page. It's called The Living Room at the Record Collector because it's a good old-fashioned record store, and they do shows there every weekend.
Ah, that's cool.
They have musicians and bands and... Patanizio and Dennis Dykin of the Smithereens have played there. Glenn Vertnick, all kinds of people.
Cool.
Members of Wayne. Yeah, it's a great place, and it's going to be me and four other comics.
And who's the other four?
Johnny Hollywood, Carlin Briggs, Kelly Shannon, and Mad Dog Jenkins. And we all have Facebook pages.
Fantastic. The Mad Dog.
Fantastic.
Yeah, he's gonna be the opening act, the master of ceremonies. He's gonna introduce everybody.
All right, Lee doing a shout out. All right.
Now, how long will your set be?
About 20 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's about comfortable.
How long could you go on stage? Seriously, if you had to go out there and they're like, okay,
if I just sell the material that I have.
Yeah. How long could you go?
Even the crappy stuff.
Sure, anything.
I'd probably do an hour.
I saw one that was about easy 40, 45 minutes. It seemed like when I was checking you out on YouTube.
Wow. Well, Lee, how long have you been doing comedy?
Well, I started and I stopped a couple of times. And this last time I started, I realized I can't do anything else. I can't hold a regular job. People keep after me to leave.
Yeah.
It's like an addiction.
They have this funny thing. They want you to actually show up on time and do stuff. You know, it's like, what?
Yeah. My boss pisses me off. That's for sure. It's like, yeah, you know, got to show up at the church every Sunday.
Right? And it's like really early.
Yeah, really early, yeah. I mean, you get to drink wine for breakfast, but, you know, geez, like, eat crackers.
Literally, thank God for that.
That's the only thing that gets me through it. Sip, sip, give.
Well, we know what BK's inspirations are. What were some of your inspirations as far as going into comedy? Who were some of the people that you really admired?
Yeah.
Well, growing up, I loved Lenny Bruce and George Carlin.
Nice.
And Richard Pryor.
Sweet.
Lily Tomlin. Cody Fields.
Yeah, yeah, I remember her.
Yeah, Joan Rivers.
Yeah.
And Philip Stoller. Those are the ones that, you know, those are the main ones that you saw on TV, you know. And then more recently, Sam Kinison.
Oh, yeah, Sam.
Yeah.
Oh.
Bill Hicks.
Love the Sammy, yeah.
Ron Chalk. Louis Black. Yeah, Mark Maron.
Ron, yeah. He was fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We actually dated before he married his last wife.
You dated Ron?
Yes, I did.
Really?
Nice.
That's
for 3 years.
Wow. Yeah. He was a fantastic comic, and
it was
such a tragic thing that happened to him.
What was tragic? Him getting married?
Oh no. No, he died, dude.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know that.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, he would have laughed at that.
He would have laughed at it, yes.
He would have laughed at that.
He was that kind of comic. he would have thought that was funny.
Did you see the new Katy Perry movie yet, Lee?
No, God.
No. No.
What? What the fuck?
I think I can wait till that comes on DVD.
Oh shit! Yeah, no
I think kidding. I can hold myself back from paying $7, $8, $9, $10, $12. You know,
right?
I can wait for Netflix to deliver it to my door for free.
Exactly. I'm waiting until they get back together with New Kids on the Block and they go on tour together, and then I'll just buy the whole film, you know, off the internet. It's really cheap. You get the backstage shit. You know, you get them eating pizza. It's awesome.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want to drink what they drink. I want to eat what they eat.
Yeah, that's how fucking boring I am. I sit around and watch, you know, shit like the Katy Perry movie and all that shit. I'm waiting for Bobby Brown to get his group back together again. I don't think it's going to happen.
I don't think so.
It took him like 9 minutes to fucking get married, but he can't get his group back together. It makes him millions of dollars. He's like,
just touring with someone.
I can move from Whitney Houston to fucking Chamiqua and everything's cool. No, dude, it's not.
Well, where are the rest of the guys that he was with anyway?
Dead.
Who? I don't know. I really don't know. I mean, I spend a lot of my time every day wondering about it. I'm scared to death every morning wondering, God, are they eating breakfast? I'm drinking coffee. I'm drinking coffee going, I don't know if Biv even fucking got coffee this morning.
As you can tell, Travis is troubled by deep philosophical thoughts.
Yeah.
Very much so.
Well, speaking of my deep philosophical thoughts, Lee, gotta know, have you read it? You read Fifty Shades of Grey?
No, I haven't, you know, and I'm not sure if I should be flattered or insulted that a lot of people have said to me, this is exactly your kind of book, Lee.
I figured you would have read it by now, to tell you the truth. I mean, I really figured you
today I actually thought, you know, maybe I should read it just because everybody is insisting it's my cup of whatever, you know, and I don't know. Actually, after being so deeply involved in Travis's group today, I don't think I need to.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
What have I done?
I just went there and checked it out. I'm like, holy crap.
What have I done?
Well, Lee, if it makes you feel better, I haven't read it either.
So. Did you come, Jen? Jen, did you come?
No. I just didn't realize I was heading into S&M Central.
Well, just let me know, you know. Because well, I can private message shit, too.
Hey, Lee doesn't really need to read 50 Shades of Grey right now because she's got a new boyfriend, and I think he's learning the 50 Shades of Lee right now.
That's right.
I'm sure. So how's that going? Where'd you meet him?
He's younger than me.
That's always good. That's good.
For the most part, over the last few years, they've all been younger than me.
Hey, if you're ever down in Florida and, you know, maybe things ain't going, you know, too good with the boyfriend, Tag will come pick. Well, if you're in any of the neighboring states of Florida, Tag would probably come pick you up.
Give me a call.
Don't hold your breath. I've been to Florida. No, thanks.
As long as you're on the eastern seaboard, anywhere from Maine to Florida, Tag will come pick you up.
He'll pick you up. He'll take you to KFC. It'll be great.
He'll wine you. Well, they don't sell wine at KFC, but, you know, he'll dine.
He sneaks it in. He sneaks it in a flask. It's cheaper that way.
It's windy.
Oh, sorry. Wendy's, I said too much.
Wendy's, not KFC. Come on. Wendy's. Yeah.
The classic.
Ooh. Yeah, I go top notch. I got top shelf, you know.
Dude, he gets the best box of wine he can find.
Do you do a classic, a double with cheese? What do you do at Wendy's?
You asking me?
I'm asking Lee.
Oh, Lee.
What?
I'm sorry. Lee, go ahead.
What do you get at Wendy's?
The Asiago chicken sandwich.
Snob.
Yeah.
You're a snob. You're a snob.
I don't know. I don't know if Tag is popping for one of those. He generally likes to stick to the 99-cent menu.
I'm into the bacon cheeseburger 99-cent one. Yeah.
You can
I'm very, very particular about where I get my burgers.
Oh.
Where's your favorite place to get burgers?
Red Rockers or Red Robin?
Oh, we got both of those out here. Red Robin is right up the street. Fuddruckers is great because you can make it your own. You can make, you know, put whatever, you know, you just walk down, you get your burger, and then you make it yourself, put on whatever you want. And they have all sorts of stuff.
And the nicest thing about Fuddruckers is if you're even a little bit buzzed, it becomes Redfuckers.
Oh, yeah. Or Mudfuckers.
It has before.
Let's go to Mudfuckers.
Hey. Would you believe they're actually behaving themselves tonight, Lee?
Oh.
Wow, no, I don't believe it at all.
Actually,
you want to hear what I made for him for his birthday?
Yeah. Go ahead.
And I don't cook, okay? Yeah. For me, cooking consists of sticking a Pop-Tart in the microwave for 20 seconds.
You might want to try a toaster. There's this thing called a toaster. It's been out a while.
I'll tell you what,
they're a little bit better in the toaster than the microwave.
Well, no shit, Sherlock, but it's faster in the microwave.
All right. You got that right, baby. Okay, go on.
But it's not a question of can I cook? Of course I can. It's a question of do I want to? And I never do.
Correct.
That's one of my things is that I am not I'm not domestic. I don't cook, I don't clean, and I don't birth no babies.
You sound like me.
You start having some babies 12 years from now, you wouldn't have to cook.
I don't cook, clean, or have babies either. Some bitch.
Make those little fuckers cook.
Didn't you say no babies? Oh, yeah.
The fucking joke.
I'm right at the point to where I actually have a cheap labor force.
Oh, yeah.
It's working out fine for me. I've got these little fuckers picking dog shit up.
Well, it's better than outsourcing.
Absolutely. And I'm not picking dog shit up at my point. Not at this point in my life. I've got big dogs. Anybody can pick up a little dog's poopy. You even walk around like you're all cool, like it's a badge with a bag. So you can pick it up and then walk around on your walk with a bag of shit and a dog.
Okay, punchline?
Awkward pause.
Anywhere there? Okay, Lee, why don't
you've never seen that?
Okay, but hey, you know, actually, we want to know, hear about what you made for your boyfriend for his birthday.
Yeah.
All right. So, let me finish the joke first. I said I'm not domestic, I'm cook, I don't clean, I don't birth no babies. I am, however, excellent at sleeping on the couch and giving blowjobs.
That dude sounds like the woman of my dreams.
Yes!
And,
ding, 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 ding.
Hey, Lee, you know I got your number, right?
Yes. But you don't know where I live.
Hey, Tag. She's off exit 10 on the turnpike. You can find her.
Nice.
Yes.
There's a lot of towns at exit 10.
You got a stalker now. No.
No, see, that's what I do.
Oh, okay. Oh, and you probably got my number because it's associated with this call, so oops.
See, I'm really good at, I think I was a spy in a former life, so.
So what'd you make your boyfriend?
All right, so this is not only did I cook, I baked also.
Dude, you don't want to you don't want to bring up your drug activity on here. I mean, people are going to hear this.
I said I baked. I didn't say I was baked.
Exactly.
It could be a hot pocket.
I'm sorry. I didn't realize you had that sort of talent in you. Okay, go on.
What kind of hot pocket was it?
It was not a hot pocket. I baked I made two recipes of my mom's. One was a chocolate pie called Midnight Madness.
Okay, that's dessert.
Explain. Oh. I need to know what this is all about. Explain.
Chocolate pie. Okay.
Yeah,
Describe it.
Well, probably even better if I get the recipe out because I am not going to remember anything of it.
Okay, open box of chocolate Jello. Insert into
go down to the
level. It's got chocolate chips in it. Mm. Semi-sweet chocolate chips.
Okay. I'm with you.
And cream cheese.
I'm with you still.
Still with you.
And mayonnaise.
Oh, I'm still with you.
Kind of lost me a little bit.
Sugar.
Any eggs. Butter? Any butter?
No butter.
Son of a bitch.
I know. Sugar, eggs, and vanilla.
Okay.
And that's it.
Vanilla extract?
Gotta put some butter on there.
I love it. It
doesn't need butter.
Dude, Tag would like instead of a cherry on top, if you ever, you know, say you and Tag do one day.
Slap butter on it.
Just put a stick of butter instead of the cherry. Put one stick of butter right in the middle of, you know, the whipped cream on top.
Ooh, ah.
You know,
I don't like cherries, but I can tie a knot in a cherry stem with my tongue.
No, you did.
She didn't say that, did she?
Oh,
yes, she did.
She just said that.
Uh-huh. I need a gif. I need a gif of that.
I think all the guys are going to need to take a 2-2.
Yeah, I need to take a 2-2 real quick.
Maybe a 5-5. I don't know.
Tag, you're older. You have more stamina.
Well, he's got to go take drugs first. I mean, you know, so. He's got to take a 30-30.
What else did you make, Lee?
Okay, the other thing I made, and actually we made this together, so it tasted even better. Beef Parmesan.
What was it? Beef Parmesan?
Yeah.
Beef?
Parmesan.
What's in that? Yeah, explain that recipe.
I've had chicken parmesan.
Yeah. I haven't had beef. No, go ahead.
Yeah, you prepare it in a pan, and then you put it in the oven.
What kind of beef? I mean...
And you don't use pre-made sauce or anything. You make the sauce in the pan that you cook the meat in.
But what kind of meat?
Sauce? What kind of meat and what kind of sauce?
Round steak.
Great. Round steak.
Round steak. Thin round steak. And then you whack it with a pan before you put it in the pan. You whack it with a pan to make sure that it's tender and it's thin.
That's how I am.
Yeah, they do make little mallets for that, but that's okay.
That's how she got her boyfriend.
I know. My mother made it. She had a mallet that she used, but don't have it anymore. So we used a pan.
Okay, that works. So however you want to tenderize your meat. I mean, Tag has some really weird ideas about how to tenderize his. So
he's on some neighborhood watch. However, it works for you.
Exactly. So what kind of sauce are we talking about here?
Well, tomato sauce, but you make it in the pan.
Okay, so...
With onion, salt, pepper, sugar.
Butter?
No butter.
God damn you.
Okay, hey, if anything, if something weird, just, I'm not saying, you know, anything would ever happen. I think you're going to marry the boyfriend you're with, but say you break up with him and you end up with Tag. Just when you're done, just take a stick of butter and put it right in the middle of his pounded meat. You know, when
you're
done.
You can even shove it up his ass. He doesn't care.
Yeah, just to see. He just needs it input into his body somehow. Oh, that's all.
Just give him some fucking butter.
We'll do, in other words.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? Take a popsicle stick and just stick it in the end of a stick of butter and hand it to him. Let him lick on it for a while so it doesn't bug you while you're cooking.
Just play some of that creepy fucking popsicle music, you know? Like, dee, 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 dee. He likes that shit.
Okay, back to the recipe.
So you got a baby, you got a bee, yeah. Okay, so a basic, yeah, tomato sauce, like you got chicken parmesan, yeah. That sounds good. Okay, so you had that in a pie. Did you have any vegetables, like macaroni and cheese or anything like that?
Macaroni and cheese is only a vegetable. We had a small salad and soft breadsticks.
Did you get one of those bag of salads?
Nice. Salad?
Lee, did you get the bag of salads?
No, I don't get the bag of salads.
I do. Those Caesar salads are great.
I know. I love them.
Yeah, they're so easy. But,
the bag salad doesn't last very long. It doesn't stay fresh. I get the romaine hearts.
You got to eat them as you're walking out the store. Good. I just make them right in the bag when I'm checking out.
Yeah,
I'm
like, just dump the stuff in there and shake it up.
Want a bite of my salad, yo?
Trav, we don't want to know what you make in the bag when you're checking out, dude. trust me, we don't. Film at 11.
It's like I've already had 4 donuts. I better eat something healthy.
Film at 11 is all I can say.
Hey, I had 4 cups of coffee today, so.
Uh-oh, look out.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, that's another thing. Josh, I don't know if he's having a good influence on me or a bad influence on me, because I never drank coffee before I met him.
Ooh, I don't drink coffee. I'm telling you, if he's making you drink coffee, that's a bad thing. It's bad for you.
Coffee.
He's not making me drink it. In fact, he's telling me to cut back.
Oh, bet he is. Dude, you were wound up when I first met you. I mean, geez. I can't imagine you on coffee. So, Lee, you and your new boyfriend, you ever break out the old video camera?
No.
Really? Really?
I find that.
Yeah, can you hack her computer and see if you can find some videos?
Hang on. Give me about 5 minutes here. Hang on.
Okay. You okay? It would help. Can we get your IP address? I mean, that would help.
All right.
But you're not going to find anything.
I'm sure we'd find something in there.
Anything that I've done like that can't be found any longer.
Ah. Well, I got copies if you want.
I've got copies if you want.
I did backups.
All right, Lee. So
I'm not stupid.
Okay, Lee, so you got your pounded meat, Parmesan.
Pounded meat?
You got your...
Well, she had her dinner and
her... head of romaine salad. And you got your... what, dark what pie?
Midnight Madness.
Midnight Madness pie.
Oh, God. That makes me horny.
Is that does that
the sound
is
of
that
it.
is that the whole meal? You have anything else?
Yeah. No,
how about a disco ball?
You have? I'll bet. I can see Lee having a disco ball in her room.
That'd be kind of fun.
No disco
I don't know, sorry.
Ball. No, you don't have the round.
No, those corsets that she shows off do not go with disco ball. Sorry,
this is true.
No,
those corsets. The corsets.
How
sorry.
About the heart-shaped bed? No?
Ooh.
No.
No heart-shaped bed? No.
Water
no,
bed?
Bed?
Water
no.
bed, baby?
No.
Ocean
no.
in the ocean?
Rotating bed? No. No.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, hey, do you got Miz on the ceiling? Just asking.
No.
What sort of beverages did you serve at your boyfriend's birthday?
Well, he's in the program, so we don't drink.
Okay. Well, then let's go to another edition.
Cover a lot
what if your whole relationship between you and your new boyfriend depended on one session of karaoke? What song would you sing?
What song would I sing?
Yep.
One Look
good.
At You by the Smithereens.
What by the Smithereens? I'm sorry.
One Look at You.
Not bad. What? Now, if you wanted him to serenade you in the one session, what song would you have him sing?
Cynical Girl by Marshall Crenshaw.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Interesting, yeah.
Obviously would never have fucked me.
I don't think that was an option, Trav.
No.
I could never do that. I would never have done that one. I was like, I probably would have done the Love Boat theme before that.
Love Boat theme.
And he can sing and play the guitar.
Ah,
okay.
So can Father Brian.
He's actually very talented. He's a screenwriter.
Very cool. Nice. Great. Anything yeah. we would, you know, anything we would have, you know, ever known?
Uh-huh.
Huh?
Detroit Rock City.
Oh, nice. Cool. Sweet.
Really?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Oh, wow.
And a horror movie that came out last fall, Incubus.
I know the band Incubus, but not the movie Incubus.
Robert Englund. And,
I know Robert. Yeah, Robert Englund. Yeah. Okay.
Fantastic.
Hey, that's Freddie.
Yeah. And he also wrote one of the Hellraiser movies.
Whoa. This guy got pins sticking out of his head?
Yeah.
She likes pins. But not butter.
So look,
pins, but not butter. What the hell? And,
hey,
and sauerkraut. What the fuck?
She's a sharp girl. I mean, what can you say?
So
Lee, back to the birthday here. How long had you been dating when this birthday came up?
I know
it's somewhat of a fresh relationship, somewhat.
2 months.
You'd been dating 2 months when the birthday mm-hmm. came up?
Yeah.
So was that the first lucky night? Did you decide? You know, I mean, have you let him, you know, get there yet? Or are you waiting until there? So did you do anything extra special for him on his birthday?
He wants to know if you smoked the pipe for him.
Please, I did that from the beginning.
Did you?
Good girl.
Did you eat the kraut? That's what I'm asking.
What?
She don't eat kraut.
I know. But
Jeez, aren't you listening, Tag?
Sorry.
Come on, stick with the picture here.
Just going.
Easy, Tag.
Just
easy.
Going for the joke, guys. Going for the joke. Yeah. You know the tag.
Again, it's always the joke with you, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. That's my
life. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what people say to me all the time, too. Is everything a joke with you?
Ain't nothing wrong with that, is there, Lee?
Hey, there's some relationships I got into just to have the material for my act, so, hey.
You know what? You really need to meet Tag.
No, I'm sorry. I'm a one-woman man now.
I know you do, and I know you love him because I see you profess your love for him.
Yeah, you know what I'm doing after we get off this call is I'm calling Carl because I told him I would call him after I talked to you guys, and mm-hmm. he actually called me a little while ago while we were talking.
Ah, dude, he's all worried. He's worried.
Like, what the fuck have they done to you?
Hey, wait a minute.
He didn't go to bed already.
Hey, check this out. Why don't you give us Carl's number right now? We'll add him in and start asking him about his birthday. And
we can do that.
Yeah, we can do that. We'll cut out
No. I don't.
Oh, yeah. Let's bring in Carl.
What's morning?
Carlos that ain't afraid of shit that I know. I mean, come on. Let's bring the guy in and ask him a few questions, and we'll wrap it up. Just, you know, hey, we just want to see how compatible you guys are.
I think we put Lee on the spot.
Oh, yeah.
That's just the thing. I don't want to put him on the spot.
Give us his number and let us call him. Come on, that's the way Howard Stern does it.
You know, Lee, we thought you were going to put us on the spot. Now, how about that?
Exactly.
How? What?
Hey, you know what? Don't be changing the subject. Just give us the number. Dude, I mean, yeah, it'd be funnier if I call him. You're like, Carl? Carl? This is Brian from the GA Podcast.
We've got Lee, and we just want a ransom of $10,000. or we're going to send you butter. No, I don't know.
Yeah, like Tag would send butter to anybody. Yeah.
It's like, do you know what you have to do to get a fucking t-shirt from Tag?
Oh, yeah, I love my shirt. I haven't worn it out in public, but I have worn it to bed.
Oh. Nice. Hey, do we have a picture of you in it?
Say that again. Slow.
I said I haven't worn... What?
Say it sexy.
Say it sexy.
Slowly.
Sexy.
Slow.
Stop laughing.
I love my
PA t-shirt. I haven't worn it out in public, but I have worn it to bed.
Ooh. I want to make love to you, girl!
Shut up a minute! I have worn it during sex.
Hey, you haven't used it as a jizz mop, have you?
With a partner?
No. I have more respect for
it. Wait to hear the playback, because I had to leave for a second.
Nothing happened. It's not great. What's the first thing you heard when you came back?
You didn't use it as a jizz mop, did you?
That's a great thing to come back. Let me answer that question.
It's gonna be classic. Yes, I am.
It's gonna be classic, Jim. Must be on the episode.
Hey, stay classy, San Diego.
What?
Would you please go ahead and give us that number? I mean,
all right, because he's not. I sent him.
Give us the number.
I asked him a private message. He didn't answer it, so I guess I'll have to give you the number.
Yeah, there you go. You want to give it just to Tag right now and we'll delete it, or do you want to send it to Tag in a private message? Either or, but do it now.
You know, if he doesn't want to come on, I kind of don't blame him. My own husband won't come on with these guys either.
Yeah, he's been on.
I wouldn't blame him either.
he's from England.
Yeah, your husband's from England. They hate us. Oh, God, I was chatting with a girl from England talking about going to celebrate 4th of July. I said, I got to go out and celebrate 4th of July. And she's like, oh, great. And I'm like, oh, no.
Yeah, well, that's what Mike calls, we didn't want it anyway, Day.
I just had it up on my phone here. Oh, there it is. Okay.
She's going to send it?
I'm going to send it to you.
On Facebook. All right. Yeah, that's the only email you've got, yeah.
No, she's going to send it by carrier pigeon.
That basically sounds like...
Is he going to send that telegraph?
Either
it's like now. Harry Potter.
Send that telegraph, please. And,
All right, I sent it.
Oh, she did. Is this going to happen, really?
Oh, yeah. Hey, and my idea, I get to talk to Chad. Lee, you keep your little yappy shut. And yeah, the three of you too. I get to say a little. Dude, he doesn't need a lot of people talking to him. He needs somebody with, you know, kind of soothe him into this thing. And I think I know just how to do it.
Be gentle with him.
Oh God, I don't. Ready? No.
Are we ready?
I'm completely against that.
Lee, apologize in advance.
Please don't hurt him.
Good. I'll be nice.
Here we go. Here we go. We got the caller on the line.
Hello?
Hello, may I speak with Chad, please?
There's nobody here by that name.
There's nobody here by that name? Are you sure? Come on, Chad. You're dating a girl named Lee Arleth? No? Nope. You're not dating a girl named Lee Arleth?
No. Could you tell me what number you dialed? And I'll let you know if you dialed the right number.
Tag.
What number did
it
you
was,
dial?
It was,
No Chad here.
No,
okay, sorry, man.
No
we
Chad
got the...
at all. Never has been. Never will
is it,
be.
Is there a Ron? Is there
be,
a
but,
Ron?
But there's no Chad here.
Yeah, we're sorry.
No problem. Have a good night.
Hey,
jeez. Just like Tag, he hangs up.
Dude, can you dial the right number?
What's your Chad?
I copy and paste, dude. And Lee sent me.
That's, why did you call him Chad? That's not his name.
Chad.
It's Carl.
It's Carl.
Oh, it's Carl. Oh. That's why.
Hey, go ahead. Let's call him back.
His name was fucking Carl.
God, I know his name was Carl now. Where the hell was somebody like 5 minutes ago? I kept the guy on the line for 5 minutes. I mean, geez, I almost found out what the hell he had for dinner.
I didn't say anything.
Jesus Christ, when I'm trying to think of somebody's name, I remember like a famous person. Why weren't you thinking Carl Yastrzemski?
I was thinking, you know what? I already did. I was thinking the same thing, and I was thinking Carl from fucking Caddyshack.
Hey.
Jesus.
Hey, guys.
Yeah, right?
Lee, you think we could go back and just say, we're very sorry. BK had your name wrong. We wanted Carl. Is this Carl? And be nice.
Wait a second.
We shouldn't let BK try it again. He knows his voice.
Carl.
Well,
he'll be like, this is the same motherfucker that asked for fucking Bin Laden.
Just.
Wait a second.
Just let him know that
Shut up. He just messaged me. He said, whoops, I think they just called.
Okay.
Well, let me ask him if it's okay.
Yeah, ask
them all
back.
Just say, sorry, they're retarded.
Yeah, say we're idiots and we...
Okay.
Jeez, and for most of this time, I thought it was Tag that was the idiot until frickin' Lee 6 minutes later with his name's Carl. It's like, what do you mean his name's Carl?
She could have shot an arrow through your fucking front window.
He said he was sorry that he hung up on you. And I said, sorry, they're retarded.
That sounds like an okay. I mean, that sounds like an okay to call back to me.
And he thought it was a prank call. So I asked if they could call back. Now I'm waiting for him to answer.
Yeah. Yeah, he sounded like he pretty much. He hung up. Sounds like he was.
Let me know, Lee. I'm not gonna intrude there.
Hey, you get your finger on that thing like a poke tag.
Dude, the number's already logged in. It's logged in.
BK, are you ready? Destroyer?
Yes, I'm ready.
I gotta
let's get the destroyer ready. Let's prepare him for this. Name is Carl.
Carl Jr. C A R L.
Carl Sackler.
Mecklenburg. Carl.
He hasn't answered the question.
Okay,
go ahead. Carl Malden. Think Carl Malden.
You guys give me
there
the...
There you go.
You guys
give me... Okay, it's Carl with a C, not Carl with a K, but okay.
Carl. Think the fucking streets of San Francisco.
Carl with a C.
Carl on Pee Wee Herman's show.
C-A-R-L.
Yes. Carl. Carl.
Carl.
Carl.
Okay, are we ready now?
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. Here we
go. Guy's name's Carl.
Be nice. And let's apologize.
Yeah, be nice.
Let BK do it. Let BK try it again.
BK, apologize.
No, let BK do it.
Here we go.
Oh, my God, I'm sweating. I need a fucking drink now.
That's Carlin.
Oh, dear.
I think we've...
See what you guys have done to her.
She was supposed to do that to us.
Just think Carl.
Carl.
Rhymes with
Cody, is this the first time, motherfuckers?
Shh. Wait till he answers. If he does. He may not.
Hello.
Hey, may I speak with Carl, please?
Yes, Carl's here.
Hi, Carl. This is Brian from the PA Podcast.
We apologize, Carl. We apologize.
No, that's fine. But you did win $1,000 because you finally got the right name. No, I'm just kidding.
You know what? We've been going down the list of Lee's boyfriends, and it just so happened that I forgot to cross out the one before you. I'm sorry, it was my mistake. But anyway,
you should have gone in alphabetical order. You would have gotten to me first, right?
I should. I really should have, Carl. It's my mistake. And I'm sorry. But anyway, so how you doing tonight, my friend?
I'm doing fine. I apologize for before because I seriously thought that somebody was just a random sort of prank call.
I don't blame you, Carl.
That's just our podcast. We're very professional.
It wasn't a random prank call. It was a very professionally done prank call, right? That's the
there you go. There you go.
Hey, I'm sorry. No, I'm glad that we could clear all that up. And
okay. Well,
we
want to do
won't
sort
let
of
Brian
a...
near the dial again.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we want to do like sort of a semi newlywed game here, and you know.
Oh my good grief.
But basically, it's just going to be one question that'll have several answers, and we wanted to have you describe how Lee helped you celebrate your birthday.
Oh, that was great. Lee made a very delicious dinner. I actually helped her a little bit, but she did a lot, and she made a traditional Italian dish, and I'm half Italian. And, you know, it was just like my grandma would have made, and then she followed it up with a really delicious chocolate pie.
Mm-hmm.
With some, if I'm not mistaken, it was it sour cream in there? That wasn't that. Anyway, there's a secret ingredient in the pie. Was it a cream cheese?
Oh, we've heard the ingredients. We've heard the ingredients, Carl. But you're gonna have to be more specific on the dinner and the name of the pie, please.
On the dinner, dinner was beef parmesan.
Okay.
Yep. Got
and
that
the
right.
The pie. chocolate
delicious
pie.
I
just remember
it was dead
chocolate.
Okay, that's close enough for me. Wait a minute. What was used to pound out the beef?
The tenderizer. No, it was a pan.
There you go.
I thought you were getting cut off for the night.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. See that? Typical guy. Just remembers the food. Doesn't remember anything else. Oh, boy.
Hey Carl, Lee says you love butter. Is that true?
I guess I do. Butter is good.
He actually didn't say that, man. You don't need to stump that one.
I threw you.
Carl, this is Travis. Let me ask you, what do you think of the whole Tomcat separation?
The whole podcast generation?
Tomcat. Tom Cruise, Katie Holmes, separation.
Tomcat separation.
Yes.
Yeah, what do I think of that? I think of that the same as I think of the whole, Tom Cruise, Nicole Kidman separation. I'm not really an avid follower of that.
That's what Lee said.
The love lives of Hollywood people it's like trying to play the stock market or something. You don't know what's going to happen the next day. It's just
right.
Kind of a problem.
Exactly.
Yeah. But that being said, I do like Katie Holmes. She's a nice lady, and I did question her when she did marry Tom Cruise. Why would she marry this guy?
Exactly.
other than the fact he's extremely rich and famous.
you know, so, I mean, I didn't blame her on that front, but, you know, what else has the guy got? Nothing. So there you go. That's what
so
I think.
Do you think he pretty much pays girls for 5-year relationships to cover something up?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Okay, well, let's move on. I hear you're a screenwriter.
Yes, that's correct.
Go on.
Mm-hmm. No, I've written a few things.
What have you done?
I've worked on mainly horror movies. I've written some comedy, and I've written for TV and film, and I've also done some narrative fiction as well, some print work. Can you imagine that?
Sure.
I'm actually in this day and age of computers. I've actually gotten something published, which is strange, but yeah, I write mostly horror. I worked on a few Hellraiser movies. You know, Pinhead.
Yeah, well, I know Pinhead. Yes.
Yeah.
We call him Sontag here.
No, you call him Tag. That's who you call him.
Yeah.
Well, I worked on. I like to say chapters 6 and 8 of the Hellraiser saga.
That's cool.
That's
awesome. Yeah. I worked on. Are you familiar with the Prophecy movies with Christopher Walken as?
Those are my favorite. Number one, for sure. I've seen 1 and 2. I think they're great.
Oh man, because I wrote number 3. I'm being serious. I wrote number 3. So.
Hey, I'm gonna go out and get it. I love, because I loved them, man. So I'll be in on 3.
Fantastic guy.
Yeah. All right. Cool. Yeah. And I was, by the way, you know, paid in full there, writing dialogue for Christopher Walken. It's probably like the most that a Hollywood screenwriter can ask for.
Christopher Walken is awesome. I mean.
Yeah.
Had to be surreal. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It was cool.
Well, dude. Sounds like it, man.
I was in 7th Heaven, and I was like, I just made Christopher Walken talk.
Cool. Excellent impression.
Nice.
I love that. Yes.
A little imitation there for you, but some imitation Christopher Walken, not the
just don't let him take you out on a boat with Robert Wagner in him. Yeah. All
right? Oh, that's right. Watch out.
Nice.
Well, just because Natalie Wood don't float doesn't mean, you know.
That's right. The only kind of wood that doesn't float is Natalie. I remember that. Yeah. You know, my big claim to fame though was a movie called Detroit Rock City, which was about a bunch of kids going to
Kiss
concert in 1978. And that's
awesome. I remember that. Okay, hey, we don't want to keep you too long, but I have one last question that we have yet to ask Lee for some strange reason. But how is it that you two met? And
you remember that I'm here?
Yeah, Lee's here.
We love you, Lee. We love you.
We love you, Lee.
Sorry, Lee. Okay. We just had to go fanboy, you know, there for a minute.
That's okay.
Hey Lee, if you want to answer the question, Lee, you can answer it if that's the way you want to do it, and whatever.
Well, it depends on what the question is.
Question is, when did you guys meet, and when did you guys fall in lust or love? How did you? Wow, I think we got a good one here because neither of them wants to say anything.
Oh, I was waiting for her to talk. It was not the most romantic opener, but you know, it was a screening of Detroit Rock City.
Nice.
And we exchanged information after the screening. Exchanged information in sort of like the literal sense. You know what I mean? That's not an innuendo. In other words.
Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah, we Facebook after that, and you know, we kind of recently started getting to know each other better, and you know.
Hey, said, who was the first one that said, "Hey, let's meet again in person"? I mean, basically, you went from meeting, and you say it wasn't romantic, but I guarantee you that Lee, screenwriter of Detroit Rock City, thought it was romantic. But how did it move from Facebook back to, you know, meeting in the flesh?
It was definitely.
Well, he invited me to Rhode Island.
Yes, I did. She commented on a post of mine, and I just said, hey, why don't you just come on down to Rhode Island? Because I like your style, kid.
Nice.
You know how
and I jumped right in the car and left.
You know what? I think I need to get a place in Rhode Island so I can have a line like that, dude, because that sounds like a pretty damn good line to me. You can handle Lee Arleth, huh? I mean, you know, I just know her from Facebook, but she seems like quite the firecracker.
She is a firecracker, and yes, you need to be a licensed pyrotechnician.
Nice.
Excellent.
She's a lot of fun. She's very nice, a lot of fun, and
we love Lee.
We love
Lee.
Great woman.
Yeah, we love Lee.
Yeah, sure she is. Well, hey, Carl or whatever, Carl.
No, it's Carl.
It is Carl.
Carl.
It is Carl.
Carl.
I'm gonna plug something here for you.
Oh yeah, certainly.
Wait, in the figurative sense, and that is that when you asked for Chad, there's a movie that I'm working on right now called Self Storage being shot here in Rhode Island, written and directed by a guy named Tom DiNucci, but the other executive producer is Chad Verde. So when you called asking for Chad, I was like, this is weird, but then you know.
Yeah, but then I did.
He just does that. He's funny like that.
But well, cool. Well,
do you have a website for that? Do you have a website?
Do you have a website or anything else you want to plug?
Facebook,
I mean,
on that
for self storage.
Yeah,
or anything else.
Sure. You can. You know, the best place to go for self-storage information would be if you're on Facebook, you can just look up self-storage movie, or you could look me up, you know, Carl V. Dupre, Carl and V. period, you know, Dupre.
Now you're going to get a bunch of fucking requests from people that think you're Chad.
Yeah.
That's all right, man. Just accept them.
You are going to get stuff from our fans, and you know what? If there's anything you don't understand, just go ahead and blame me.
That's fine. I'll be blaming you guys, it's gonna be and here I'm gonna give you one more website.
All right.
Woodhaven Films.
Woodhaven. Was that Woodhaven?
Woodhaven Films. This is all one word. W O O D H A V E N F I L M S. .com. That's for latest updates there. But yeah, look, they do a lot of posting on Facebook though. You know, so if you got that.
We'll try and put a link up on the PA podcast for you. On our site.
We definitely will.
Carl, Chad, we really appreciate it, man.
Carl, Chad, John. I mean, you know, couldn't be happier with the fact
he's
that
he's got
came
the
on.
Name like all those fucking Hollywood people. Carl, Chad, James, Johnson, you know,
Dupre,
something like that. It's awesome.
Dupre. I'm sorry.
You're awesome, man. You're awesome.
Okay. That was great.
Thanks. Yeah.
I definitely wasn't expecting as much out of you. So,
yeah. Thanks, Carl. Thanks a lot, man.
We really appreciate it, Carl. Thank you.
All right, you got it. Anytime. Thank you.
All right. Appreciate it.
Bye. Bye, Lee.
I'll talk to you later.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
That was great.
Hey, Lee, I think you got yourself a keeper there. I was wondering what kind of man that could
he's awesome.
Me, you know. Yeah, he's awesome.
Yeah, I was trying to get in there, but I wanted to, you know, let him, you know, do his thing. But it was actually a year ago yesterday that we met.
Yeah.
Nice. Oh, has it been that long? Jeez.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And it was in the town that I live in, because a friend of his, Tim Sullivan, that's an indie film director, came from my hometown, and he's actually a mutual friend, and he was the one that brought Carl here, because they were screening Detroit Rock City and a film of Tim's, and so he's responsible for this.
Well, hey, big props go out to him, too. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So wait, anniversary sounds like Steak and Knobber Day then, huh? I mean, you know, at least next time you see him.
What?
your anniversary is, you know, you got your golden anniversary, you got your silver anniversary. First anniversary is steak and knobber anniversary.
Steak and what?
Knobber.
Blowjob.
Basically, you got to make them a steak and give them a blowjob.
Oh.
Of course, well, BK thinks that's every holiday.
And well, he's single. He's single.
Well, he gets one anyway.
Hey, I'm single, but I still celebrate my holidays. Lee, that was great.
He gets one anyway.
Lee,
and
I was
cooks
really...
for me too.
What's
he
that?
He cooks more for me. He cooks more often for me. He made me chocolate chip pancakes from scratch last week. So hey.
Oh,
wow.
Sweet.
Yeah, that's really tough. You know, yeah, you kind of just take the pancake biscuit mix and you put chocolate chips in it. I mean, yeah, that's...
Oh, you know what? Have you ever made a film, motherfucker? Come on.
No, I haven't. I'm impressed with the guy, Lee. I mean, I really am.
Give
I was
a break.
I was wondering what kind of guy could, you know, actually, you know, pin the old
Lee.
Sister Arlette down. I mean,
Lee,
you know,
Lee,
that was another one where I just expected that we would kind of, you know, just kind of be embarrassing him a little bit. But he took the, you know, he took the questions perfect and he just was perfect. And then just, added in some amazing stuff. That was great.
He played along very well. He was fantastic. So
especially after the first prank call.
He's a good guy.
Yeah, right? Oh, my God.
It wasn't a prank call. It was an asinine call.
Hey. I prefer the term
fuck
up.
It was a call from an ass.
Yeah,
it was an ass call.
Hey, you know what? If I had the
last
name right, though,
it was an ass call.
Assuming that if I would have the name right, though, that was going pretty smooth. You gotta admit.
Yeah, for a make-a-wish kid, maybe.
You know, Lee, we're all winners. We're all winners, you know. We all get.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, you know what? They got a name for the winners in the world, and I guess I need a name when I lose.
Yeah, it's called douchebag.
Oh.
Really? I was thinking more like Deacon Blues, but I guess douchebag.
Hey, they both start with a D. I got confused.
Excellent.
He meant.
Hey, you know what? You're not allowed. Nobody's allowed to make up their own nicknames. I'm just saying. You know, that's kind of.
Why not? I did.
This is true.
That's Bony Fingers McGee over there.
Bony Fingers McGee.
Yeah.
And I'm a lazy slut. So there you go.
Nice.
I'm just Tag.
Hey, but see, but I made that one up. So.
Yeah, BK made that one up.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just, and it stuck. Yeah, I like it. I like it. Oh, Lee, this has been so fantastic. It's been a joy, actually.
It was wonderful to talk to you. Thanks a lot.
I'm sure we got an episode.
Yeah, thank you so much, Lee. And sorry for the time. I mean, you know, just it's tough to get all four people, us four together, let alone getting you. And I know that you and me have been talking about this for months and months, but I think it was meant to be this day because, you know, Chad, Charlie, Dave, you know, I mean, it may not have happened if it wasn't today.
Hey, Lee, just for the sake of production for Jenny, could you kick out your thing that you're, you know, that's got you got coming up one more time, just so that Jenny will have it?
Yeah, it's Saturday, August 11th at 8 o'clock at the Record Collector, and the address is 358 Farnsworth Avenue. It's Farnsworth, Bordentown, New Jersey, Bordentown. And your phone number is 609-324-0880. They have a website. Buy tickets from there. They're $15 in advance, $20 at the door. So it's better to get them ahead of time because they have a limited seating. We're hoping to sell out. The website is therecordcollector.com. You can get the tickets also from Reverb Nation, and you can order them over the phone too. Or if you're in the area, just pop into the store, buy some CDs and other crap and some tickets. and hey, visit their
right.
And visit their Facebook page too, the Living Room at the Record Collector.
It sounds like you can get them everywhere. I mean, you could literally like get some crap tickets at the same place.
Yeah.
Everybody get out there and get your tickets before they sell out. I mean, you know, look up one of those sites, buy your tickets, because I'm sure with the famous Lee Arleth there, they will sell out. You can also find her on Google. If you just Google Lee Arleth, you'll find some good videos of her doing stand-up.
ComedyMondays.com. We do a show, a live show once a month on there. And if you go to the website, it'll tell you when the next live show is. This month's next one will be July 16th at 8 o'clock.
Great.
And if you go on the website and go into the archives, you can look at all the past shows. There's a bunch of stuff I've done on there. And some of those videos are also on YouTube. And I've got a YouTube channel, but there's only like one thing of my stand-up on there. I've got two stand-up videos on my Facebook page, though.
Well, great, Lee. We really appreciate having you. Hopefully we can bring you more fans, and I'm sure you're going to be selling that next show out. And, hey,
cool.
If you're on Letterman, you better get me a seat, woman.
All of us a seat.
I got a seat for you right here, baby.
Ooh-ah.
We love you, Lee.
Thanks, Lee.
All right, Lee.
It's been so great. Thanks for your time.
It has been. And I hope you have me back.
Oh, we will.
We will,
definitely.
Well, absolutely, you better.
And I want to give a shout out to Chad as well.
Chad was a no-show, so
he doesn't even know what he did.
Chad was
Chad.
Yeah, Chad, you screw you, Chad. You're not getting that $1,000.
That's right.
Fuck off, Chad.
Right.
Yeah, good luck for next time, right?
Chad can kick off the rest of actors.
Okay. Well, Lee, we'll be talking to you soon. Thank you so much.
Lee, it was much.
Okay, awesome. It was great.
Much fun. We really thanks so much.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Okay, bye. Bye, Jenny.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, we want to thank you all for listening. We'd also like to thank Lee and Chad for their time and for both being such good sports. If you're going to be in New Jersey Saturday, August 11th, get out and see Lee Arleth's stand-up show starting at 8 o'clock at the Record Collector, 358 Farnsworth Avenue in Borden, New Jersey. The tickets are $15 in advance or $20 at the door. For tickets, you can call 609-324-0880. You can also find them on therecordcollector.com or Reverb Nation. And if you want to check the place out, you can go to the Living Room at the Record Collector on Facebook. We'd also like to thank Carl V. Dupre. Hey, you put up with a lot there, and we really appreciate that. Carl is currently promoting the movie he's working on, Self Storage. You can find that on Facebook at Self Storage the Movie, or you can find it on woodhavenfilms.com. Thanks to Lee. Thanks to Carl, and thank you all for listening.